Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. A Promise Fulfilled, Jeremiah 33:14. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. I promise. Two simple words that are often spoken without much thought. These words might seem simple, but a promise is not to be taken lightly. How many times has a promise been made to you only to be broken soon after the words were even spoken? Think about yourself for a moment. Have you recently made a promise that you fell short on delivering? The truth is, many promises that are made are unfulfilled or broken. The comforting news is that any promise made by God is a promise that is true and will be fulfilled. The Bible is filled with promises and the fulfillment of promises. In the text for today, God is speaking the promise that there would be a righteous branch from the line of David who would be both God and man, priest and king. This promise is, of course, referring to the birth of Jesus. When reading the context of the Bible text for today, the promise is explained in further detail. The promise attached to Jesus is that he is both God and man. This means that Jesus would live a perfect life, die for the sins of the world, and would be raised from the dead. Jesus fulfills the gracious promise made by God, and the result is peace and forgiveness of sins. The promise of God is a promise that we can continue to trust. We have the peace that whatever God promises is the pure truth. We never have to worry that a promise made by God will go unfulfilled. So throughout this week, take time to meditate on the promises of God, specifically the promise of the Savior. The promise of the Savior is a promise made to each one of us, and it has been fulfilled. A promise of God will never return empty. We pray. Born your people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now your gracious kingdom bring. By your own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By your all-sufficient merit, raise us to your glorious throne. Amen. A question to consider. Take 10 minutes today to meditate on the promises of Advent. How are the promises of Advent fulfilled for you? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.